This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Indeed, it does. This is a treatment for your weapon. I use Frog Lube on every weapon I own. You can put it on every piece of metal that comprises your gun, whether you have part of it is polymer or all of it is steel. Frog Lube will work. Check them out at froglube.com. On the national level, without a doubt, we are probably in pretty good shape. But we do have three secondary threats to Second Amendment rights that they're going to be pushing. And we're talking about academia, Hollywood, and the big city mayors. Now, they're all taking deadly aim to partially or totally strip away your Second Amendment right, if they can. The threat that academia poses is a twofold threat. The most notable threat comes when academics or others release studies like Arthur Kellerman's claim that firearms are 42 times more likely to kill someone in the home than to be used to kill someone in self-defense. The media tends to run with those stories as well, hoping that the gun grabbers make their case against our Second Amendment rights. Second part is much more insidious, though. I looked through some stories on various websites, should explain why. At Cornell University, the president of the College Republicans is assaulted. At Bryn Mawr, a student who supported Donald Trump was harassed so badly that she called the college's suicide hotline before dropping out. The Philadelphia Inquirer noted that a student journalist who covered that story also faced harassment. A professor at Georgetown University cyberbullied a Muslim woman who voted for Trump for over a month. Want to be none of those perps in the series of incidents dealt with any consequences other than support for their actions? Also keep in mind that in many colleges there is a hostile climate for anyone who isn't buying into the latest crusade of the social justice warrior cult. Hollywood is not as bad, but let's be very honest. Hollywood has drawn a bullseye on the Second Amendment. That said, there was a movie out called Miss Sloan, which has bombed. And even though it bombed, star Jessica Chastain is up for a Golden Globe. And we see other anti-Second Amendment messages all the time. Hollywood stars line up to express their support for the gun grabbers. But by far, the most lethal threat present today is from the big city mayors. In the late 1990s and the early 2000s, many tried to sue firearms manufacturers, threatening them with bankruptcy unless they complied with an anti-gun agenda that was being beaten in state legislatures and Congress. Lately, though, they're teaming up with major law firms. In short, their goal is simple. They're going to go after you, and they now have much deeper pockets. Legal bills can rack up quickly, and many FFLs or ranges don't have the means to pony up six-figure sums of cash. Furthermore, between big city mayors and corporate clients and billionaires, gun grabbers can simply try to outlast those who wish to protect their rights. Now, those are all very serious threats. But the most serious threat, which is the one we're all guilty of, I'm guilty of it, is complacency. I have every reason to believe, completely believe, that this president respects our Second Amendment rights. I believe that. However, there have been other presidents that have respected our Second Amendment rights, without a doubt. And not the, the lesson that I hope we have learned up to this point is that when we have a moment to take the offensive, we should take the offensive. We should take the offensive. I remember after an election, I think it was 2010. I remember after the election when I was trying to call around and talk to people and everything. Nobody was answering the phone, and I asked a friend of mine why he thought this was, and he said, people are tired. And I made the reference to him. You know, in the modern military today, if you go into combat, you're going to be in there for a combat tour, as they call it. And that's a new thing. That's a modern thing. Everybody should go out today and buy a book called To Hell and Back, if you've never read it, by Audie Murphy. Because Audie Murphy got there and fought for almost the entire World War II. Started out as a private and left as a lieutenant. And he gained all of his rank, and he gained his Congressional Medal of Honor, in a lot of cases due to attrition. He had a lot of friends that he went to war with. Well, they became friends as he went along, and they all died on him in combat. There were no combat tours over there. You fought until you died. Or until the war was over, whichever came first. And that's the thing we've got to keep in mind is ideological combatants. We don't have the luxury of being complacent again. We were complacent. I saw a lot of complacency, especially around here where I'm at, a lot of complacency after the 2010 election with the ascendance of the Tea Party. And then I saw the Tea Party implode. I saw them go in on themselves. They began to read and believe the press that was put against them, the press that was put out about them. Some of them really enjoyed the rush of the political fight, and they wanted to go pro. They wanted to make some money for it. And when you go out there and you try to turn something into monetizing it, it changes. It changes things all day long. It changes things all day long. So we cannot allow ourselves to be complacent. We cannot just let the Donald take things from here. He's going to need us to back him up. We're going to need to push Congress in the right direction. The Heller and McDonald rulings hang by a single justice, and Schumer is going to force McConnell's hand on certain things, I think. Because he's already threatening to block Trump's choice to replace Antonin Scalia. Now, never mind when he threatened to block any George Bush nominee in 2007. So, we do have work to do. And all of that actually begins when most of us want to take a break. And that's, you know, self-defense is never convenient. How many times have I told you that? It's never going to happen when you're ready for it. It's never going to happen when you want it to happen. And this is us defending our rights. It'll be much harder to get them back if we lose them. I know what everybody's going, oh, Bill, but we just won. Well, let's cement that, shall we? We may have won the fight, but I'm ready to see Fat Man and Little Boy get dropped. How about that? I'm ready to see them lose the will to fight. I'm not worried about the win. I just want them to be very upset. When we get back, we're going to talk about Obama's number one regret. This is Lock and Load.
eliminating your faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon qualification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. Freedomfromtax.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. It not only works, it works extremely well. Froglube.com. In a January 4th exit letter to the American people, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama once again listed what he regrets most about the last 8 years. And number one on the list was his failure to secure gun control. He shared that with CNN in early December 2016, and BBC quoted him in July 2015 speaking about the distressing failure to secure gun control. On Wednesday, he used the letter to highlight his regrets once more. After listing numerous things he views as achievements, like shifting from coal to solar power, which is only partial, pulling out of Iraq, which created a vacuum, and ISIS, pulling out of Afghanistan, which started the resurgence of the Taliban, and securing Obamacare, he wrote, "Still, through every victory and every setback, I've insisted that change is never easy and never quick, that we wouldn't meet all of our challenges in one term or one presidency or even one lifetime. And for all that we have achieved, there's still so much I wish we'd been able to do. From enacting gun safety measures to protect more of our kids and our cops from mass shootings like Newtown, to passing common sense immigration reform that encourages the best and brightest from all around the world to study, stay, and create jobs in America. Regardless of whether a gun control group or an individual gun control like Obama raises the topic, it is notable that no gun law would have prevented the Newtown, Connecticut attack against Sandy Hook Elementary School. That is very, 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 very notable. It is especially notable that the gun controls that Obama and Biden and Senator Joe Manchin pushed in the wake of Sandy Hook would have done nothing at all to prevent another Sandy Hook. Manchin touted an expansion of background checks in reaction to the Sandy Hook attack. And then, days before the Senate rejected the gun controls, he admitted that his proposal would not have prevented the attack. Referring to them as isolated Sandy Hook-like attacks that continued around the country during the last 4 years of Obama's presidency. And once again, it was shown that background checks would not have stopped any of them, not one of them. And nearly all of them could have been reduced and perhaps prevented altogether by changing the one commonality many of them shared, namely policies that mandate the disarmament of law-abiding citizens in certain buildings and or locations. Now, another thing, a sort of a 3.5 threat coming in third and a half, if you will, to the Second Amendment would be the Ninth Circuit Court. And Trump can do something about that. They've been chipping away at the Second Amendment for years. But Trump can limit the ramifications of their decisions, actually reversing them in some instances, by appointing the pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution justice he pledged to appoint while running for office. The Ninth Circuit ruled on December 14th that it is constitutional for a state to require residents who pass a background check to then wait 10 days before being allowed to take possession of the gun they wish to purchase. They suggested this 10-day waiting period provides a cooling-off period, which is a stupid theory, and it's moot in light of the fact that the 10-day wait applies to California residents who already own guns as well. If they own guns and they're simply seeking to get another gun, they have to wait 10 days as if it was the first gun they ever purchased. Somebody that's going to kill somebody is not looking to wait 10 days to do it. They'll go ahead and do it. And are you any less dead if somebody bludgeons you to death with a very heavy ashtray than you are if you're shot to death? Just a rhetorical question, simply. On June 9th, the Ninth Circuit took an even more egregious swipe at the Second Amendment by ruling that Americans have no right to carry a concealed gun outside the home for self-defense. Judge Williams Fletcher wrote, "We hold that the Second Amendment does not preserve or protect the right of a member of the general public to carry concealed firearms in public." This ruling not only undercut concealed carry's right, but also upheld California's good cause requirement, which was challenged in Peruta versus San Diego County. And it means Californians cannot simply carry a gun because they have a God-given right to keep and bear arms. Rather, they're allowed to carry only if they show their state government good cause for doing so and the state government approves. And notably, the Ninth Circuit's decision in favor of the good cause requirement came as a result of a reversal wherein the court reheard Peruta after originally ruling against the good cause requirement. Even more notable is the fact that the Ninth's original ruling against good cause explained the court's position that upholding the requirement would demonstrate failure to truly grasp the Second Amendment. Coming from America's First Freedom, from the NRA, they observed the original Ninth Circuit ruling in Peruta had noted that many disagreements taking place in the courts over the Second Amendment. Our reading of the Second Amendment is akin to the Seventh Circuit's interpretation, and at odds with the approach of the Second, Third, and Fourth Circuits. We are unpersuaded by the decisions of the Second, Third, and Fourth Circuits for several reasons. First, contrary to the approach in Heller, all three courts declined to undertake a complete historical analysis of the scope and nature of the Second Amendment right outside the home. As a result, they misapprehend both the nature of the Second Amendment right and the implications of state laws that prevent the vast majority of responsible law-abiding citizens from carrying in public for lawful self-defense purposes. So, such is the fight for freedom that is currently taking place in many courts. Some of these cases will likely at some point make their way to the U.S. Supreme Court. During the October 9th presidential debate, Trump stated that he was running to save the Second Amendment from people like Hillary Clinton. And to do this, one of the things he pledged to do was to put forward a nominee in the mold of Antonin Scalia. By doing that, he will also essentially pull the teeth out of the Ninth Circuit, which has got to be a very confusing place. A very confusing place because they're up and they're down. I mean, originally with the Peruta case, when that happened, I was very excited because California was about to become a shall issue state or a constitutional carry state. And how good would that have been for California to go that way? That would have been great. But alas, that was not to be. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about Trump versus the Black Knight.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It not only just works, what it does is it's going to make your gun two things. It's going to make it more reliable. It's going to make it more combat effective. Froglube.com. Now then, in the Monty Python movie, The Holy Grail, there you have the legendary King Arthur who encounters the Black Knight who's guarding a bridge and forbidding Arthur to pass over it. So they have a little duel with their swords. Soon, Arthur has cut off the knight's left arm, and he declares victory at that point, but the knight refuses to concede, dismissing his severed arm as a mere flesh wound. The battle then continues, during which he loses his right arm, then a leg, and finally his other leg. Even at this stage, the Black Knight, who now is armless and legless, but refuses to concede and threatens to bite Arthur. You can laugh at that. In a way, it sort of reminds me of the Black Knights of the Democratic Party because they never give up. They never quit. They never quit. And that's something, I mean, that is the difference. Because for some reason, we manage to allow ourselves a little bit of complacency here and there. These guys are always on. They're always going. They're always fighting. They just lost an election. They lost the recount. They failed to dissuade the electors from violating their duty. And now they are on their last leg, resolutely determined to thwart the Republican majority from keeping their campaign promises. Now in this, because they're not going to change, this is where the Democrats are going to force the Republicans, if they're going to persist, if they're going to persevere, they've got to change now. They have to break with their past tradition of being weak. They must resist the temptation to reach across the aisle. Don't reach across the aisle. Because, you know, your arm might be cut off. And as, you know, the fictional King Arthur, swing the sword one more time and cut off the sole remaining leg of their adversary, an implacable enemy who will have not the slightest hesitation to decapitate them given the remotest opportunity. That's the part that is for some reason, it is the hardest part to impart, to get them to understand. That one simple principle, they would take you down if they had half a chance. If they had half a chance. And this is actually going to be easier done than said. The Democrats are full of fury and bluster, and their panic is palpable. And their rage is fanatical. But theirs is, to quote another famous Englishman, sound and fury that means nothing. It means nothing. They have no real power remaining. None except the power of falsehood. And they intend to strike fear in the lion's heart of their victorious enemy. And we may well might have feared them had the president-elect been a Jeb Bush or John Kasich. But he isn't. And Trump is not a king, but he does have the insurmountable advantage of being real. Not even the most taunting of Democrat jesters can any longer regard him as the joke they tried to make him out to be for 18 months or so of his candidacy. He's proven them all the fools that they are. The most sinister threat to Trump doesn't come from Obama's lame duck treachery, but from the weak-kneed doubters in the Senate, which include McCain and Graham, without whose votes he will require Mike Pence to be the tiebreaker. I have little doubt that Trump will be as merciless to the Democrats as they were to the Republicans in the passage of the massive health care law. They did not bother to even read before passing. Trump is not going to back down. And neither for their part will the Democrats, ever. They well recognize that they have everything to lose and that they are about to lose it. We should take a moment to regard them. And maybe even in some small way, a little bit of admiration. I know that sounds horrible. But here's the thing. While the Democrats, I don't look at the Democrats as political opponents anymore. These guys are genuine enemies of the Constitution and of the ages-old culture that underlies it. That being that, you know, the part of our background, our heritage, that makes us all, that binds us all to the past. I'm forced to admire their tenacity, that we will not stop. This is Terminator stuff they're doing. Their relentless insistence on fighting on every inch of the way, even long after all of their arms and legs have been cut off. This is one of those moments where we need to sit back and observe the vanquished enemy and take from them that which we can use. One thing that, you know, I it bothers me how many, it especially bothers me that McCain and Graham have got a little bit of a military background. That bothers me a great deal. But fighting is about winning. It's not about, we're not talking sport. Sport has rules. Fighting in the real world is without rules. The only rule that counts in fighting in the real world is winning. That's what the Democrats do. They fight to win. The Republicans, for some crazy reason, have decided to fight to be liked. They want to be liked. They want to be loved. They want the press to like them. They want people to like them. They want Hollywood to like them. I'm talking about these old school guys. You cannot appease the left. You can't get them to like you. They're going to... And when you get out there and you try to extend the olive branch, they look at that as weakness. They look at that as something to cut off with their sword. They are waiting for you to expose your neck so they can decapitate you. Yeah. So let's take a moment, stand back with our arms crossed. They'll be yelling and their heads will be spinning and their faces are getting flushed and we can see the veins in their necks. Let's look at them and understand them for what they are. They're not going to quit. They have no power, but they're not going to quit. They're going to fight until there's none left. They're going to fight until there's none left. This is something that we need to adopt. We need to fight the same way while we have all of this power and all of this strength. Because believe me, the pendulum will swing the other way. Maybe not now, maybe not in 12 years, but it will swing in time. The Democrats have sort of painted themselves into a corner with this one. So they got a few issues there they got to overcome. But, you know, we will see what we see. When we get back, we're going to look at their derangement. Just how deep does it go? This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
True. Very true. Check them out at froglube.com. You know, since I'm a little concerned, and this is the reason I keep hammering on all this derangement that we see amongst the left. People like Rosie O'Donnell, she's gotten out there and charged that, you know, Trump is mentally unstable. No evidence of that. She's calling for martial law. Who does that? Who does that in their right mind? She vowed to emigrate if Trump won. She has, emigrating means she gets out. Immigrating means she comes back. I want to see her emigrate. She still hasn't gone yet. Sally Field, the flying nun, finds no evidence that Trump can do one single thing he said he could. Except he's already done quite a few when it comes to job creation. He's done that while he's just waiting. While he's, you know, just sitting around waiting and picking people and interviewing people. An article on commondreams.org, a progressive website, finds Trump vindictive for responding to a union official who questioned his carrier jobs numbers. Listen, if you're going to go and you're going to get confrontational with somebody, I know you're used to them saying, well, no, I didn't really mean to do that. When they jump back at you, though, this is what happens when you're dealing with somebody that has a little bit of strength and is not afraid of you. And now we got Chuck Schumer, who's threatening to block any Supreme Court nominee that Trump might pick. But the problem is going to be that despite whatever Schumer wants, there's going to be Democrats that are going to break with him. Okay? Schumer and Pelosi, the problem that Schumer and Pelosi have right now is that there are other Democrats in the party that actually want to be part of a powerful majority. And they're going to look at what they do and what they advocate, seeing it out there in the public, because they'll get the press. They'll get the press. The legacy media will be all over that in a swarm. But there's other Democrats that are going to break with Schumer and Pelosi. We'll see who they are. Manchin will be one of them. I would expect Ryan to be one of them in the House. Not Paul Ryan, but Tim Ryan. In truth, the extremists here are Trump's critics. They're the extremists. Their real problem isn't that Trump is dangerous or not mainstream. It's just that he's not one of them.
So they're going to block anything that's not exactly what they want. And that's not a political approach worthy of a democracy or a republic. It's what you would expect in Venezuela or Cuba. And of course, Trump has stepped on their toes. And by, listen, anytime you hear somebody talking about Trump, they're talking about us. They're talking about you. If you voted for Trump, if you support Trump, they're talking about you. He's had the audacity to nominate businessmen and women for cabinet posts instead of the politicians who paid their dues, instead of the Bush loyalists and the old holdovers from Romney's campaign and all the people that were out there that thought that they were just going to be a mainstay in the Republican Party, whether they were successful or not, whether they performed or not. Trump has gone outside of that pool. That's making some of the Republicans mad, too. Why should this bother progressives? Because they detest capitalism and they disagree with America First. And rebuilding our military is not a goal they look forward to. Like Obama, most progressives want to cut military budgets even more. They want to cede control to a UN controlled by dictators and permanently lead from behind. And that amounts to something called quietism, and it's on a very grand scale. And its effect is, in fact, to embolden our enemies. We, under Obama, have basically withdrawn from global politics. And that, by definition, is extreme. It was tried before, because Bill Clinton was the wrist slapper first up there. That was his response to terrorist attacks of the 1990s. Jimmy Carter was very ineffective during the Iran hostage crisis. And in both cases, our enemies gained strength from our weakness. Strength comes two ways. It's both physical and it's mental. Not using the term Islamic terrorism for 8 years is also pretty extreme. Obama called the Orlando nightclub killing the result of extremist ideology, but he refused to call it either Islamic or terrorism. Was it ideology or was it hatred of the West motivated by Islamic extremism? And he carefully danced around the term ISIS, the label commonly associated with beheadings and other particular brutal acts. He thought that by avoiding the emotion-laden term ISIS, he could evade having to respond with force. So he preferred ISIL, a more neutral term designed to bury the subject. But the bombings and executions kept on happening, which wasn't part of his plan, of course, but the bombings kept on. And Islamic terrorist by any other name is just as deadly. The degree of avoidance of reality accompanied by his plan to bring 110 Islamic, quote-unquote, refugees to America in just the current fiscal year is nothing if not extreme. In order to be a refugee, shouldn't you have to prove that you're running from something? And actually, most progressives are even more radical. They've criticized Obama for not letting in unlimited numbers. A piece in the Huffington Post argues that the case for open borders is not as radical as that might seem. One of the author's 16 reasons for open borders is that Europe opened many of its borders and the sky didn't fall. And that was written in September, just before the December attacks in Tours, Dijon, and Nantes, France, with over 200 terrorist attacks occurring or plotted in 2015. And then that was followed with massacres in Paris, Nice, Brussels, and Berlin. Yet the progressives want to open our borders to everyone and with their sanctuary cities to defend those here illegally. When Rahm Emanuel proclaims that Chicago will always be a sanctuary city, my first thought is you can't be serious. But they are. They're serious. He has urged illegals to dial 311 to get legal representation and other forms of taxpayer-funded support. Is that not extreme? There are over 200 sanctuary cities in the U.S., each of them threatening to ignore federal deportation for illegals. Nullification of this scale hasn't been attempted since before the Civil War, and it's unlikely to succeed, but it is important to recognize how radical the sanctuary city position annually is. According to the Supremacy Clause within Article 6 of the Constitution, neither individual cities nor states can preempt federal law with regard to immigration and other matters clearly within federal jurisdiction.
but they want to open our borders to tens of millions of illegal immigrants from every land. And when you look at what's happening in Europe, that proposition is extreme. Then there's the charges of racism and sexism. The mindset of progressives today is that anyone who doesn't embrace the whole radical program should be expected to be charged with everything from fascism to sexism to classism, even if the only crime is a philosophical disagreement. Ad hominem attack is the lowest form of rhetoric, but it is now the left's principal mode of argument. And while progressives are extreme, it's Trump who comes across as grounded, even-tempered, and mainstream. Since the election, he's gained the trust of the people with his efforts to save jobs and his very calm decision-making. That goes a long way. So his cabinet nominees are men and women of great experience and character. All of them have one thing in common, getting things done, and there's nothing extreme about that now, is there? So as hard as it is to comprehend, progressives really do believe that Trump, a man who always wants to save jobs for ordinary Americans, protect us against terrorism and other threats, is extreme and dangerous. But the reason he's dangerous for them is that he might succeed and he might make America great again. Back on Monday, everybody stay safe. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.